Good afternoon. A cold front continues to sweep through interior New York and New England, still with a high starting point in the 40s, with a return to some sunshine behind the front. Temperatures have been allowed to climb into the upper 40s and lower 50s across a large part of the region. However, with the west wind becoming gusty at times over 20, even 30 miles per hour, temperatures will start to slide back through the 40s this afternoon and across the higher terrain, even in the 30s. As a result, even though the trend will be toward drying things out, we still run the risk at a few scattered light rain showers with a few snow showers across the highest terrain toward evening. We'll continue that drying trend into the night tonight as high pressure starts to build in. Clouds will begin to break up, and while we do run the risk at just a few passing rain or snow showers, that potential will decrease overnight as lows drop back into the 20s. This will set us up for a drier day on Tuesday with high pressure building in, still rather breezy and certainly cooler with temperatures only in the lower 30s for highs and wind chill values in the 20s. We'll lose some of the wind and gain a little more sun Wednesday and Thursday and even into the day on Friday with only a weak disturbance passing through on Thursday night with a few snow showers. Otherwise, high temperatures will be below normal again and mainly in the lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today. The tail end of a cold front exiting the East Coast this morning will drop slowly southward through Florida over the next couple of days. This will continue the risk of showers and thunderstorms across the state with locally heavy rain and a marginal risk of flash flooding possible today, mainly across the northern part of the peninsula. Lingering widely scattered precipitation will continue on the backside of this system across the lower Great Lakes and Appalachians as well, with light snow accumulations possible in favorable downwind locations of Lakes Erie and Ontario. Meanwhile, out west, another system approaching the west coast tomorrow will gradually increase the threat of rain across parts of coastal California and snow in the Sierra Nevadas. The rest of the country will be under the influence of high pressure through the short term, which will keep precipitation chances low and temperatures below normal. Initially, across the east, temperatures will be about 10 to 15 degrees above normal today, but will drop below normal by tomorrow as colder air over the central part of the country shifts eastward. Farther west, temperatures from the Great Basin to the Central Plains and into the Ohio and Tennessee valleys will be as much as 10 to 20 degrees below normal. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 50s, Boston increasing sunshine in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and windy, with rain showers changing to snow showers and temperatures falling through the 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low, 26. The record high, 63, set in 2009, and the record low, 1 below zero in 1976 and in 1940. Sunrise this morning at 7:08 a.m., sunset this evening 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with a few scattered light rain or snow showers today, becoming windy with temperatures sliding back through the 40s and into the 30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few rain or snow showers tonight in the lower to mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny skies today, windy with a few passing sprinkles or rain showers and temperatures in the lower to mid-50s. Partly to mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows back into the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and turning cooler this afternoon with a few passing rain or snow showers, temperatures sliding back through the 40s and 30s. Mostly cloudy, a few snow showers tonight, and lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny, windy, and turning cooler this afternoon with a few passing rain showers and temperatures sliding back through the 40s. Mostly cloudy, still a few sprinkles possible tonight with lows in the middle and upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny, windy and turning cooler as the day goes on, with a few passing sprinkles or rain showers, and temperatures falling back from the 50s and through the 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight, with a few passing showers and lows in the middle and upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning clouds, then increasing sunshine, breezy and colder, lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, less wind Wednesday, lower 30s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds on Thursday, the risk of a few snow showers at night in the mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy on Friday in the lower 30s. And a mix of sun and clouds to start the weekend Saturday. And mostly sunny skies on Sunday, highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s over the weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.